waiting in line for the auction tomorrow. That's all you gotta.
And you can't do that often. So
I'm sure I'm here to buy some stuff. I'll see you in the morning. I'm just here to buy some stuff. And with that, that is all the time that we have for this week. Until next time, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Are dark and you're all alone. just think of me. And we said our last goodbye. Well, some hit the bottom and they don't bounce back. Others hit the bottle and the bottle hits them back. But everything is alright, everything's okay. I wish I had the chance to say, when things are dark and you're all alone, just think of me.
got nothing to prove, and we short on time, so let's make our move. Gusto, and she'll do the rest. Way out in the country, you pull up in a car. She opens the front door and says, here we are. And the room starts spinning. And the room starts spinning.
All right, you are on the town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. You just heard Classic Ruins with Room Start Spinning. Before that, The Charms was So Pretty and The Conks with King Kong. That little block was in anticipation of we're going to have Jen Dangora and Andrea Gillis on the show a little bit later to talk about an Abbey Lounge reunion show. So all those songs were from the early 2000s, and we started off the show with a brand new song from Emily Grogan called Mr. Butch. I'm Sophia.
I'm Michael. Sophia, do you take public transportation?
No.
Well, then not good for you. But if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. That's crazy.
I walked here.
Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster.
That's because it's the MBTA we're talking
about. All right,
about.
All right. Let's take it easy there.
All right, read the PSA.
And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. That sounds worth it. And that's a really healthy deal. That's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
I wanted you to know that.
So we are sitting here with Worm from Reckless Records.
Chords.
Okay.
Reckless Records.
So you guys want to introduce yourselves and tell us what's up?
I'm Mike.
And I'm Tyler.
Nice. You guys are in a band called Worm.
Yep. And we got a label. We started up couple of years ago, which is starting to take off now. Got a couple of shows coming up with a band from Ohio that I brought in called Jaeger Holly. They're playing Monday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, and the next night they are playing in Providence at Firehouse 13.
Nice.
With a bunch of great local bands.
Excellent. Well, let's hear some music from you, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about those shows. You can tell us all the secrets about the shows.
This is Worm's first single off our new album coming up end of spring. It's called Our Roots.
Cool. Here it is.
Thanks for that.
You're on the town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. This is Sophia. You just heard two songs from Worm. You heard Night of the Dead and Our Roots. And we have Worm sitting in front of us.
We're back.
You're back.
We couldn't get rid of them. We asked them to leave, but they wouldn't go.
They tried burying us, but we just came back.
So I guess we better listen to what they've got to say. They got a couple of shows coming up.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday.
Big show on Monday. Reckless Records, the label, put it out, bringing Jaeger Holly all the way from Youngstown, Ohio. Bringing back the Prozacs, who haven't played in a while. They're from Weston, Mass. Worm is on the bill. Jumper from Savin Hill. Unlisted from Alston. And Injury from Bill Ricca.
The Rick.
Should be a great show.
At the
great
Midway.
Turnout. Monday night, April 4th, 8 p.m.
Cool. Midway and JP.
Midway and JP.
Nice.
And then the next night, the label put on another show with Jaeger Holly and the Prozacs. And on that show, it's at Firehouse 13 in Providence, 41 Central Street, 8 p.m. with Lucky United, The Martians, Dead Skies, and The Struggle. We got a bunch of shows coming up in the summer. We did a tour last year that the label sponsored. We went all the way to Las Vegas and played in a pool, an empty pool.
Nice.
That's pretty amazing.
It was a long journey. It was fun.
Yeah.
Is the audience also in the pool with you, or are they,
yeah,
are they surrounding
skating.
The pool? Yeah,
people were skating. Yeah, it was
okay.
Empty
yeah.
pool. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was nice. After we were playing, like when we were listening to the other bands, I was in the pit running up like the sides of the pool.
Nice. That's
because they don't have any water.
Yeah, they ran out of water in Vegas.
Oh yeah, driving through the desert was crazy.
Right. Yeah. So they might as well make use of the pools they've got there now that they're out of water.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a good use, is having you guys play. And maybe you should just do a pool tour in Vegas.
Imagine the
pool and basements.
That great in a pool.
I don't know. If it's outside, it'd be
fine.
Echoey? Yeah, it'd be. No, I don't think it'd be. It's not too
reverb.
Echoey, right? It's a little pool reverb.
But, yeah, the acoustics in there were amazing.
Did you play in the deep end or the shallow end of the pool?
Shallow end.
All right. That makes sense. Then it's like a stage, right? Because
you're
in the
you
shallow
go.
End, the kiddie side, the crowd's in the deep end. You know, then you got like a. You still have that advantage over them. If they attack, you have the high ground.
Yeah, we can just squash them.
That's right.
So you guys run the label.
Yep. We do recording, promotion, booking shows, tours, pressing CDs, design.
Cool. Mostly punk bands, or?
Trying to branch out as much as we can. And cool. Music is music, you know. Yep. Punk rock is not a genre. It's more or less a lifestyle.
Nice.
But so Bad Movies was the first band that we put out. We'll play their song in a little bit. We got a bunch of people hitting us up.
Awesome.
Busy, getting busy.
Band, got another band that's still unnamed that we're recording right now.
Awesome.
It's starting to sound pretty good.
Cool.
So you do all nice. You do basically like start to finish, you just like drag the band in and you're like, play your stuff, we're going to record it, we're going to package it, we're going to get it out there, do basically everything?
Yeah, Tyler's
awesome.
Tyler's the engineer.
I like it.
More of the producer.
No, it's great, because I think like a lot of labels are not, you know, it's like not, now it's that they're a little more hands off with all that stuff. So that's awesome, yeah.
Pretty much just take your money and...
Take your money and run. Well, you're doing good work.
100% DIY.
Next thing you know, you're in the deep end of an empty pool. you don't know how you got there.
You'll end up somewhere in Nevada and New Mexico, you know?
Yeah. That's all right. Where else did you go on tour?
We started in Ohio. Then we went to Kansas City, Austin, Texas.
All right.
Las Vegas. And we came all the way back in about 44 hours, played in South Jersey.
That was quite the journey, yeah.
Barely made that last show.
Yeah. That's a long way. Well,
should we play this song from Bad Movies? What's the reasoning behind this band name?
It's a good name.
I just played.
We
bass.
Like. Do we like bad movies?
B-list movies.
Yeah. No.
Horror movies.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Are cool. you all for it?
I'm all for it.
All right.
Bad movies.
So let's just do it.
Let's hear it.
I know you want it.
All right, you are on the town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford, and you just heard two songs from Reckless Records.
You could just say
Reckless
Records.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It's a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister. So you just heard Worm with Girls in the Mosh Pit. We Want Them There. And Bad Movies with Bad Movies.
And nothing weird happened before that.
Nothing weird happened.
It's definitely not.
Please, we're professionals.
Yes, we're very professional. So we're here with
Worm.
Two of the gents from Worm.
Reckless Records.
And Reckless Records.
Yep.
And they're going to tell us about two very important shows that
Monday and Tuesday.
Probably want to
Monday
attend.
Monday and Tuesday night. Get there. $7. 8 p.m. Monday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. With Jaeger Holly, the Prozacs, Worm, Jumper, Unlisted, and Injury, and Tuesday night in Providence at Firehouse 13 with Jaeger Holly, the Prozacs, The Struggle, Dead Skies, and the Martians, and Lucky United. And we got an album coming out in spring, tour probably in the summer. We got a bunch of shows lined up out in Worcester, Western Mass for June time.
And where can people find all this stuff on the old internet?
Everywhere on the internet. We're on Reverb Nation. We're on Facebook, MySpace, punkrockist.com, YouTube.
Still there?
It's still there.
Tom is still sitting in that chair.
You're holding on. You're holding on tight.
I haven't been on there in years, but it's still
it
there.
Yeah.
Do you have a web URL that we can...
Yeah, myspace.com/worm, facebook.com/wormpunk. Facebook.com/Reckless Records.
And we should spell Reckless Records, I think.
Yep, spell it out.
It's a tongue twister. All right, Reckless, WRECKLESS, Reck, WRECK, and Chords, CHORDS.
You got it.
Yeah,
I read it off the paper.
Oh, you did.
Upside down, though. That's impressive.
We're on YouTube, Wearing Punk and Bad Movies Band on YouTube.
And Google Plus.
Are you on Google Plus?
No. It doesn't really exist anymore.
Try not to move that fast with the
future. Take it easy.
Good thing it's gone already.
So anyway, once again, Monday and Tuesday, Midway in Jamaica Plain and Firehouse 13 in Providence.
Yep.
And it's sort of like centered around this band who's touring.
Yeah, Jaeger Holly's on tour. We're helping them out.
Where are they from?
Youngstown, Ohio. And the Prozacs are from Northampton or Western Mass, somewhere on Western Mass.
All right.
Sweet.
So this is your chance. Unless you're going to Youngstown, Ohio, these are your 2 days to catch these bands. And
they're also playing up around here, I think, on Thursday at Kodo in Salem.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
The sushi place, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And doing shows the last year. Yeah. All right. So anything else you want to share, words of wisdom before we depart
words
today.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. I like it.
Punk
work
is
hard.
A mind frame.
And Tyler, do you have any words of wisdom?
Don't eat truck stop food.
All right,
that's a good tour nugget right
the
there.
The wisest words I've heard all day. All right, thanks a lot for coming in.
And
Monday and Tuesday.
And we are going to have Jen Dangora and Andrea Gillis in the studio in just a couple of minutes. So we are going to play another Abbey band for you. It's the Ruds.
There's no shortage of pussy in rock world, and fame is delicious when you're
right, you are on the town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. This is Sophia.
I'm Michael.
Michael's here. We are sitting with Andrea Gillis and Jen Dangora, and you just heard The Dents with the song Miserable Day, and before that, The Tampoffs with All the Time, and we started off with The Ruds for Rock World. This is all early 2000s music.
And it's not a coincidence.
And it's not a coincidence.
Why? Well, maybe it is. Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
Do you know why?
That these songs are great.
Because somebody has to. Actually, this is a reunion of all of the, well, not all of the, I need to say some of the Abbey bands. And by Abbey bands, I mean bands that played at the Abbey Lounge. And this was back in, May 1999 to November 2008. That was the life of the Abbey. This is just a few of the bands.
That were regulars.
Yeah. They were regulars, during my time. I mean,
yeah. You couldn't fit every band that played.
I know. It's like I played the Abbey, but three times. So.
I actually got a lot of that on Facebook. I saw that.
Sure. Yeah, that's why we're teasing because we saw some of that. But no, I think it's actually amazing that you're doing this thing, because it's a cool era of stuff, and there's like a certain.
It's a certain sound. Like, I think it's the sound that people associate with Boston. It's kind of this garage rock, rock and sound. Mm-hmm. But I think it came, was epitomized maybe by the Abbey. You know, you went there and you probably heard a band that sounded like that, I'd say.
Yeah, totally. I think you're right on with the garage sound. I mean, I think, mm-hmm. Boston has garage legends. You know, the Liars and DMZ and Nervous Eaters and all of these awesome bands. And I feel like this chunk of bands really kind of brought that back for a little bit. Mm-hmm. They're scattered here and there right now, but I feel like that garage scene isn't really happening right now. So this was really a big deal. The only reason this is happening is because I wanted to see it again.
it's good to be selfish about that.
Yeah.
You're doing something good for everyone by bringing it back and allowing everybody to have that.
Seems like at least some of them are traveling.
Yeah.
To play, like Jordan Valentine
doesn't live
here anymore. And
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us the lineup?
Three nights. What's the venue? Yeah.
Well, first, can I just, do you mind?
Anything you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to, let everybody know how it really came about. I mean, I'm like, why isn't anybody putting an Abbey reunion together? And I, basically said, well, I'm just going to do it then, And so I couldn't do it without the approval and okay from Jay Grimaldi and Andrea Gillis. There was no way that I was going to move forward with anything unless I had these two in my corner.
Always in your corner.
Do we need to check with Andrea? Then?
Yes.
Is this show okay, or does it need to be canceled?
It's the best thing. Okay. Would that be awful?
If you're like, no.
Yeah.
She did this without asking.
It's very awkward. No.
Oh, no. It's the greatest and an honor
to be
thought of like that.
Do you want to, before we go into list of bands, do you want to tell everybody, briefly how it came about? Or, because I think that's a really cool story.
Sure, from what I can remember.
Just make it up if you don't remember.
Yeah. from the lore, folklore.
That's right.
Jay Grimaldi and a couple of his buddies, Eric Sonia and Max, and forgive me if I can't remember all the schnocked guys' names, but Eric.
Anderson.
Sean C. Foley. I'm sure there's one more, and I can't remember. But anyway, so those guys were drinking at the Abbey. They lived across the street, and they asked Tim Lane, the owner, if they could, their band could play there. And they were like, don't worry about anything. We'll take care of everything. And they did. So they didn't have to bother the owner with anything.
So it was just a bar that
they
hung out
at. It was just a bar that they hung out. It was like their clubhouse. And
right.
Schnarked, their band, played there. Then very shortly after, they had Heavy Stud play there because they were buddies from the Sonniers, from Eric Salt. Sorry, his last name's Sonnier.
We won't tell.
Yeah. So I think it was him. I think it was those guys. It was like Heavy Stud, Schnarked, I want to say Pee Wee Fist used to play there. Oh, you guys remember that band?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Deep Purple Helmet.
Deep Purple. That was a little later, but that's the best name.
I'm not that's familiar, an option I'm not familiar with them, but I like the name. I like the name.
I love that you remember that. So listen, that's how it started. And then, you know, a lot of bands, people started getting in touch with Jay. And I actually got in touch with Jay before I started booking the club. And we started to play music together, and then he's like, I don't want to do this job.
You're booking the
I don't want to book the band.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I'll do it.
It's hard work.
It sounds like the best job ever. So I quit my bartending job, and
yeah.
I very quickly became a club booker.
Mm.
To never
so
do it again.
So it's all your fault, basically. So this is all your fault.
I egged him on. I'm like, dude, I'll totally do it. He's like, okay. So he handed me the reins after about a year and got to know a lot of people and got to play a lot of music myself. Mm-hmm. So that was...
That's awesome, yeah.
So for the youngins, inspirational. The Abbey was where Trina's is.
Exactly.
And now it's like a Whole Foods and Trina's.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not at They're all different the neighborhood, that different it was.
Yeah, yeah. The stage is the kitchen. The kitchen is where the stage.
Oh, I have never actually been in Trina's. Yeah,
I went once and I sat crying. I was like, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Because, like, they messed up my eggs, and I was like, no! Not only did they mess up my eggs,
they stole your
venue. They stole our club. No! I actually liked that place. That was at the beginning.
Yeah.
So. But that's kind of the history a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
The kind of the beginning and... So,
yeah, and then it sort of became, I mean, it just sort of became like everybody's favorite, like, little place that, and I think, like, as Sophia said, there was a sound associated with it
definitely.
A little bit, and like a sort of a scene, whatever that means, associated with it.
Yeah.
And so, and it was sad when it closed down, and that kind of, you know, whenever that there's something kind of centered around a place, I think it kind of disperses a little, right? Would you say that's true?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
people, you know, the good thing that survived, that you know, the most important thing, friendships,
right?
So, that's really the most important thing.
Right.
I think everybody became good friends, and you know, got to play music with each other and different projects and stuff like that, and that was the most important. The friendship and the camaraderie and stuff like that.
Community.
You know, I mean, to see, I did a Kinks tribute one night. It was like 20 bands. But to see somebody like the Conks play with Choo Choo LaRouge, like back to back. But everybody had a common love for the Kinks, and everybody loved music. So that's what that type of place, you know, it was that kind of place. Everybody loved music, and they hung out with each other, even if they wouldn't normally hang out.
Right. And it closed.
For the right reasons.
And the Abbey closed down in 2009, is that what
you... November 2008.
2008, sorry, yep. Mm-hmm. And So now we've had quite a few years to get over all the vendettas.
All the bad blood. No, I'm kidding.
So those, but a lot of those, you know, those friendships have lasted, and those bands have, you know, interacted. And so now you are bringing back
in charge.
A couple days of that experience, right?
Yeah, it's
a hero.
Oh, geez, I didn't know that. Well, we'll see what happens, right? The coolest thing is kind of, you know, along the lines of what Andrea is saying, is it's been so cool to talk to, you know, the guys and the Conks and, you know, and Tampoffs and Acrobats. And it's been like, oh, wow, you know, this is really neat. I remember what we used to, you know. And you know, a lot of bands that aren't on here, I remember, like... you know, I played with some wicked punk rock bands back then, like Blue Bloods and Pug Uglies.
Yeah,
you remember this?
Yeah, I like Pug Uglies.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you
and
put
Street
something.
Dogs.
Yeah, Street Dogs. Well,
they gave me a cassette. I remember thinking,
how am I supposed to play this?
I'm like, okay, this is the best. Okay, I didn't even listen to it. I'm like, you got to get.
You're like, you're booked.
You got a cassette.
Is that the trick? You just use like outdated media?
Here's my 8-track with me.
I've got a wax cylinder. I'm going to get shows at every club in town.
Yeah. I got to say something about your booking, though. One of the funniest things is you can never get a hold of Andrea. She knows this, so I know I can say
this.
It's
the worst. Only on the phone.
Oh, horrible. And one time I was texting her, I'm emailing her, and she goes, sweetie, just come to the club.
Let's sort this
like
out.
50-year-old woman. Yeah. I'm like, just come to the club, honey.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, right?
Because I was always working.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm always there. Like,
well, you know, you don't have time for phone calls or emails because you're busy working.
But you know, as far as like the bands and stuff go, the beauty of the Abbey was you never really had to play anywhere else.
Right.
You know, you didn't have to like go TT's to Middle East to, you know, whatever was around. It was just, well, you know, I'm going to go to the Abbey. I'm an Abbey band. I'll just put a different build together.
Yeah.
Make things interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Which was home base.
Yeah.
It was so huge, too, having the bands putting their bills together. I mean, you know, I wouldn't let everybody do it, but but for the most part, because we all knew each other, I'm like, yeah.
Right.
And then you just see new bands. And, you know, like Jen brought Hilton Valentine from the Animals. I mean...
Yeah,
who would have known that one?
Yeah, that
it, you know, and it was amazing. It's like, oh my God, I never would have got to see this guy in my whole entire life, you know? Mm-hmm. Till Sylvain, I think Steve Ricardo got him there. And,
the
you
Black
know what I mean?
Jacks.
The Black Jacks,
yeah.
Yep. And he's a really good guy. He's still a huge supporter of
Johnny
Angel, yeah. So that's what the beauty of.
So now, for all the people who are listening at home and are like, "Wow, I really wish I could have experienced that," because now it sounds awesome, right? So there probably are a lot of people who are like, "I missed the whole thing,"
yes.
But now they can be part of it. Wait, hold on.
For $12.
So how can they do that?
For $12, $12 per night. By the way, there's
this
no.
This isn't
like,
2000 prices.
Oh yeah. No.
It's 2016 prices.
That's right.
We're doing pretty much, you know, like bare bones kind of thing. This is not splashy. It's at Sally O'Brien's. Love the people at Sally O'Brien's. Yeah. Jonas is kick butt, right? I can't say the other thing. And that's probably okay.
Well, whatever. That's, kick butt is good.
That sounded so lame. Anyway, so it's $12 a night. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bands per night for $12.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's $1.50 a band.
Wow. Somebody did math.
Yeah.
Wow, you're really fast.
All these years have paid off. I've been waiting for the moment when I could use my math skills to figure out how much each band costs.
But yeah, so for $1.50 a band, you can per night you can see you can come and see the beauty of the Abbey and its day, and I have to give huge props to all these bands, because first of all, a lot of these bands were willing to reunite just for this.
Right, they haven't been playing. I know
they
the Conks
have not been
have
playing.
Reunited a couple times, but not too recently that I know.
No, not too recently.
Yeah.
You know, they probably all have at one time or another, but not recently.
And secretly, they're one of our favorites.
I know.
So, oh, yeah.
Don't tell them.
I'm obsessed with them. So I'm actually really excited.
They don't want anybody to like them.
I'm like, wow, Sophia never comments on anything.
I love it.
They were like one of my first like favorite Boston bands, because like it was like right around when I started going to shows. It was like the early 2000s, and I saw them, and I was like, I love this band.
So awesome.
I was like crazy super fan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Great.
I'm so psyched to see. I mean, like, I think Heavy Stud, I may have only seen them a couple of times, you know, because we didn't really overlap all that much. I don't think. My memory is complete disaster. But the Spitz, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just say go down the list.
Let's just rattle it off, I think.
I
think we should just do it.
Go in order.
Okay.
So let's say the date. Sally O'Brien's. It's in Union Square.
And this is a three-day Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes,
and this is the...
April 20th through the 30th. And so on Thursday, Red Zone Cuba, which is an early band for the Abbey.
Yep. Jason Landry, who used to work there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Classic Ruins.
Who we played a little earlier today.
Yeah. Boston garage rock staple around here. Yep. Triple Thick.
Mm. Great band. Yeah.
The Charms, right? Sorry, Charms.
Don't even do it.
The Decals. Those guys suck. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, Michelle.
They were one of the first bands as well.
Yeah.
Heavy Stud, The Drags, Noborot, and that's gonna, you know, they turned into Noborot, and The Ruds. So that's Thursday.
Well worth $12.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible. Friday, we have Frigate.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think I know Frigate, but...
Linda Bean.
Oh,